Come and get it!
Come and get it!
Come and get it!
Come and get it!
Well, how do, folks? I'm Lloyd Perryman, and I've been elected to be spokesman today for Frankie Messina, George Putnam, our pretty schoolmarm, Miss Betty Taylor, and the Sons of the Pioneers. So I'm going to stand right up and say a happy week before Christmas greeting to all of you from the lucky you.
Just a minute there, little old Perryman. Ain't you forgetting about our new member on the lucky you?
Oh, sure. Get out of here. We don't have any new member.
Oh, we don't we?
No.
Why, you knucklehead, what about Nellie Bly?
Mm-hmm. Nellie Bly. And I suppose you've met her.
Well, I ain't one to boast, but...
Not much.
She looked me up.
Oh?
And she said she'd been wanting to meet me for years.
Oh? Really?
No wonder when they'd made that Cuyo Vadis picture that they couldn't decide between me and Robert Taylor.
Oh. Well, Shug... Tell me more about Nellie Bly.
Well, she's one of the most beautiful girls I ever met. Hmm? She rushed up to me and she flung her arms around my neck and she said, I love you harder than a goat can butt a stump. And then we should...
Fine. Before you get carried away too far, Nellie Bly is not a new member of the Lucky You, but the song that we're going to sing.
And then she looked me in the eye and I looked her in the eye.
That must have been horrible for both of you.
Oh, Nellie Bly is a song?
That's right, Chug. Now, what did she say?
Well, she probably said, same fellas.
Bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Oak the wood, my lady love, make the fire burn. And while I take the banjo down, give them a short turn.
Hi, Nellie, oh, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, and on some melody. Hi, Nellie, oh, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, without some melody.
Nellie Bly has a voice like the turtle dove. I hear it in the meadow and I hear it in the grove. Nellie Bly has a heart warm as a cup of tea and bigger than a sweet potato down in Tennessee.
Hi, Nellie, oh, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, and on some melody. Hi, Nellie, oh, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, and on some melody.
Very much, folks. Are you convinced now, Shug, that Nellie Bly is a song?
Yes, I am. And you hurt me to the quick, too, Lloyd, trapping me that way.
Well, I'm sorry, Shug. He's just having a little fun.
Well,
why be sorry, Lloyd? He asked for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Button up your lip, Kenneth. I may drop you in every corner of this ranch. And not only that, I might even send your Christmas present back to the mail order house.
Why, sure. Gosh, I didn't know. You shouldn't have bought me anything for Christmas. God, Christmas is for kids.
I know, but it's nice to see some little thing under the Christmas tree there on Christmas morning, even if you ain't a kid.
You're sure right, Chug. And that reminds me of something.
Of what, Lloyd?
Daddy's little cowboy.
Oh, no, you don't, you knucklehead. You ain't gonna run me into a trap again.
Well, I should. I don't know what you mean.
I know Daddy's little cowboy is a song, but...
Well, pioneers, I guess there's only one thing to do.
Yeah, well, don't stand there looking at me like I'm ignorant or something. Do it.
Well, here comes Daddy's little cowboy. Isn't he a sight? All dressed up in his western outfit, looking for a fight. He packs a great big six-gun pistol, one that really shoots. His spurs, they jingle jangle on his shorn of cowboy boots.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of the loot. With his western hat, his six-gun gat, and his shorn of cowboy boots.
Here comes Daddy's little cowboy shooting up the town. He's got the rustlers on the run. He's about to mow them down. Before he goes to sleep tonight, he'll run them all upstairs and lock them up in his bedroom jail and make them say their prayers.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of the loot. With his western hat, his six-gun gat, and a shorn-up cowboy boots.
Well, come on, sleepy little cowboy, lay that pistol down. You shot up everything inside, you've really mowed them down. You've got the rustlers all in jail, and now they'll have to pay. So come on, little buckaroo, it's time to hit the hay.
Daddy's little cowboy, all tucked away in bed, with his western hat, his six-gun gat, Daddy's cowboy sleepy head.
All right, Jim.
Thank you very much. That song, Daddy's Little Cowboy, sure paints a picture. I'll just bet there'll be all kinds of whooping and hollering when all those little cowboys find the sure enough cowboy boots Santa has hung for them on the Christmas tree.
Ah, that's right, Lloyd. And how those 4 and 5-year-old cowpunchers can whoop and holler when they start rounding up a bunch of make-believe cattle rustlers. And you know, that's why so many mothers let their pint-sized cowboys eat Planters salted peanuts to their heart's content. You see, peanuts are Mother Nature's answer on how to feed a backyard buckaroo. Why, they're packed plumb full of the same kind of proteins as you get from meat, and lots of other valuable food elements, minerals and vitamins, too. And any boy knows that Planters salted peanuts, the kind that Mr. Peanut packs in those 5-cent bags, why, they're the best-tastingest peanuts in the whole wide world. You know, one reason they taste so good is that Planters roasts and toasts the very best peanuts in the crop by their own special process. And another reason is Planters peanuts are always fresh because they sell so fast, millions of bags every single day. So when you give Daddy's little cowboy a nickel for spending money, just be sure he buys peanuts, the kind with the jaunty figure of Mr. Peanut pictured on that bag. And lucky you, if you remember that Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut butter and peanut oil.
Thank you.
Well, that was the famous Farr brothers, Hugh the flying fiddle and Carl on the galloping guitar, draining a little honey off a honeysuckle rose. Lloyd, I had to ride into town this morning before we had a chance to read all the mail, but before I left, we had found a letter from a Mrs. St. Clair. And the person she wrote us about sounded like a wonderful guy for our Gold Lead Award to the Acre of Lucky You Land. How did you finally decide?
Just that way, Ken. We found some others that we'll read later in the week, but the one you mentioned was just great. Instead of talking about it, though, I think I'll just read it.
Well, that's a fine idea, Lloyd. And while I think of it, for you folks who are new listeners on our Lucky You line, this Gold Deed Award we're talking about is sort of our way of saying thanks to a wonderful person who has gone out of his or her way to help his fellow man. We present the person we're told about through your letters a deed to an acre of our Lucky You land. I'm sorry, Lloyd. I didn't mean to make a speech.
Oh,
I got carried away.
That's all right, Ken. It's important the folks out along the Lucky You line know about these things because we want them to keep sending in those fine letters. There's only one thing you forgot, Kenny, the address where to send the letters. Friends, it's the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood, California. Now I'd like to read the letter that Mrs. St. Clair sent in. She writes, "Dear Lucky You Ranch boys, I never fail to listen to your fine program and enjoy the fine letters that you read. Today I want to write about a most deserving friend. Not only a friend of mine, but a most loyal friend to everyone. This friend is a minister of the All Nations Church. The reason I call him deserving is because of all the good deeds he's done in the past for people. Like helping people to have operations when they need it. Going out of his way to help the poor make life worthwhile. Bringing them to church and taking them home when they can't afford to go by bus. Helping poor children at Christmas by giving and being Santa Claus. Helping lonely people by having clubs where they can meet people to gladden their hearts. The people worship this minister because they can always turn to him to cheer them when they're sick or lonely. Don't you think this minister should deserve an acre of Lucky You land for Christmas? This minister's name and address is Reverend John B. McGee, 204 Everett Avenue, Monterey Park, California. The letter is signed, Mrs. Lorraine St. Clair of Linwood, California."
Thank you, Lloyd. That is a wonderful letter. And Mrs. St. Clair, thank you for telling us about your pastor. And to you, Pastor McGee, we would like to not only send along a gold deed for your many good deeds, but a pioneer song salute as well. It features the voice of Lloyd Perryman, and it might bring back a few wonderful memories.
Long ago. heart was crushed with longing. What had been could never be. It was best to leave you thus here, best for you and best for me.
Thank you very much, Betty.
To me, a voice like...
Thank you very much, Betty.
To me, a voice like that is... Oh, I don't know. I guess you just have to be born with it.
Now, wait a minute, Betty. You're beginning to embarrass me.
She's right, little Lloyd, old little Lloyd.
Oh?
There ain't many of us with a gift like that.
Is that right, Sue?
Well, I hope to twiddle a wildcat's whiskers if it ain't.
Well, Suge, I didn't know that you also had aspirations to be a singer.
Watch your language there, bud.
Oh?
Why, I've sung when other people was afraid to open their mouth.
Well, I can believe that. But, Suge, what is all this leading up to?
Lloyd, can't you guess?
No.
Suge is trying to work it around to a place where you'll ask him to sing.
Oh. Who, me?
See? He's even being sneaky about the title.
Kenneth.
Yeah?
Kenneth, my boy. I may not only drop you in every corner of this room, but right in the middle of the pump house to boot.
Well, isn't it true, Suge?
Well, somebody ought to keep this show from bogging down.
Well, what is the title of your song, Suge?
Who, me?
Now, let's not go through all that again.
That's the title, you knucklehead.
Oh,
brother.
That is pretty sneaky at that. Go right ahead.
Who, me?
Well, we know the title. Sing it.
Oh, all right. If you insist, I will. If only for Betty's sake.
Go right ahead. It's all yours, Joe.
You fellas just go lay down, because this will be a little tough for you anyhow. If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your troubles will be double. Now, I'll tell you what I'm talking about, because I got into trouble, me of all people. I was walking down the street, and I met a pretty girl, and she says, hello. Then I said, how do you do? And she says, why don't we go in some nice restaurant, and you buy me something to eat? And I ups to her, and I said, who are you talking to? She said, you. And I said, who? And she said, you. And I said, me. And she said, yes. And I said, well, I hardly know you, woman. I just mind him owning the business. I got no money. It's a long time to pay. The company's on strike. I lost it all. I spent it for Santa Claus. Oh, I took her, though. Well, go ahead, mister. I'll wait for you there. After she got through eating... I know what you're thinking, too, Lloyd. After she got through eating, she just kept sitting there, yappity-yappity-yap, like women will. And I saw the waiter coming. He handed me the biggest bill. Said, that's for you, Suge. Now, I said, hold your horses there, George. $18 and fit for a cup of coffee and a sack. I won't pay it. Call him a manager. I'll go to jail. I almost went. I paid it, though. Well, I don't know how it all happened, but the first thing I knowed, we stand up in front of a preacher, and he is saying, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded? Well, I said, who are you talking to? He said, you. And I said, who? And he said, you. And I said, me. And he said, yes. And I said, hold it, Parson. I said, I hardly know this woman. I just bought her a cup of coffee in the sand. Well, I kissed her a couple of times. Mama ain't gonna lie, she's awful young. I married her, though. Well, when we got home that night, I was tired of wishing I was dead. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, she had just feeling fine. And she says, hubby, go fix me some breakfast. And I said, who are you talking to? She said, you. And I said, who? And she said, you. And I said, me. And she said, yes, hubby. And I said, listen, woman, you married the wrong man. I ain't a-fixing to start cooking. I couldn't even boil water. I'm knock your block. Are you fooling? How do you like them cooked, darling? I finally got through that, and thank you, folks. Thank you very much. I guess that made their eyes bug out, didn't it, Betty?
It sure did, Shug. And don't you care what anybody says. It was fine.
Thank you, Betty.
And as I said before, there's a very few of us around anymore. Now, you just take Bob Nolan.
Oh, I'd like to. Wasn't he wonderful?
Just a minute, Betty.
What's the matter, Tommy?
I thought you let your emotions run away with you last week when Bob stopped by to see us. And I'll frankly admit, I rather felt left out of the proceedings.
Grab, if he's going to talk like a foreigner, I wish he'd go back to just saying,
Tommy, I wouldn't hurt your feelings for the world. Why, Bob Nolan was a guest at the Lucky U. I merely want him to feel welcome.
There is such a thing as carrying friendship too far, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, Tommy. What can I do so you won't be angry with me?
Well, Betty, there's an old saying that music soothes the savage beast.
I grab. Now we're going hunting.
Shug.
What?
Shut up.
All right. I can take a hint.
Would you like me to sing, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Now things are getting back to normal.
Tommy, I'll sing just for you. Will that help?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. Baby doll, you're the one. You're the one that I adore. You're sweet and neat. You're the one I've waited for. Every time I look into your eyes of blue, I get so weak that I can't speak and I don't know what to do. Baby doll, let me take you by the hand. We'll stroll down the aisle up to that preacher man. He'll pronounce us man and wife, and you'll belong to me for life. And that's the way I want it, baby doll. Baby doll, you're the one. You're the one that I adore. You're sweet and neat. You're the one I've waited for. Every time I look into your eyes of blue, I get so weak that I can't speak and I don't know what to do. Baby doll, let me take you by the hand. We'll stroll down the aisle up to that preacher man. He'll pronounce us man and wife, then you belong to me for life. And that's the way I want it. That's the way I like it. That's the way I've got to have it, baby doll.
Oh, thank you very much, Betty. You sang real pert.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. Say, do you think Tommy feels better?
I am fully capable of answering that question myself, Betty.
Oh, of course. I keep forgetting. Well, do you feel better, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad. Say, Hugh, did I miss hearing your thought for the day?
No, Miss Betty. As a matter of fact, I figured you'd be coming along, so I held off reading it. Would you like to hear it now?
Very much. Then I can tell my pupils all about it this afternoon.
Well, that's fine, because it's the kind of a thought your pupils can take to heart. It was sent in by a lady who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and she writes that last week she was 78 years young, and that this has been her personal golden rule. Her name is Mrs. Donna Newman, and I'll read you her thought. We build our future thought by thought. For good or ill, yet know it not. Yet, so the universe was wrought, thought is another name for fate. Choose then the destiny and wait. For love brings love, and hate brings hate.
For love brings love, and hate brings hate. Yes, Hugh, that's a very good golden rule to follow. And thank you, Mrs. Newman, for sending in today's thought. And you stay just as young as you are. You know, friends, we've had a lot of requests for a song that was written by Bob Nolan. We had hoped to do it the other day when he stopped by to pay us a visit. But we ran out of time, and I think if we hurry along, we can do a bit of it right now. So for you, Mrs. Newman, and all you other listeners who requested it, Tommy Doss is going to sing the Song of the Bandit.
Long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the glade. She loved a bandit bold who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far to the west his voice came ringing, riding the wild horse he came singing, Healy, Oly, Ify, Oly, Ay.
Healy, Oly, Ify, Oly, Ify, Oly, Ay. He brings the token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hill, he knows she's waiting for his Healy, Oly, Ify, Oly, Ay.
Well, sir, our visit's been all too short again today, friend. But when that old afternoon sun begins to tinge that west window with gold, well, it's just time we were saying adios. You know, we're in Hollywood now at ABC's big studio right here on Vine Street. Yeah, the network people turned it over to us so we could get our Christmas party organized for all those little underprivileged kiddies. It's going to be a swell party. And tomorrow, if any of you friends have a half hour to spare, drop down to ABC here in Hollywood and say hello. We'd like to see you. I heard the Planters folk are going to stop by today and again tomorrow, and they're going to bring along a big bunch of peanuts tomorrow. Planters, of course. So you won't have to even bother about lunch because there'll be plenty for everybody. And you won't have any trouble recognizing where we're located, because that jaunty figure, Mr. Peanut himself, complete with his top hat, is going to be standing right outside to welcome you to the Hollywood branch of the Lucky You Ranch. Well, this is George Putnam saying for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, Shug Fisher's girlfriend Nellie Bly, and the Sons of the Pioneers, so long until tomorrow. Until tomorrow, then, be lucky, you. America sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
It is now 1 o'clock. This is KECA, AM, FM, Los Angeles.